100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, and I'm the host of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, so it's Sunday. Let's have a weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the 100 word stories. Then I gather them up into this podcast, share them with you, you find out the next topic, and we keep doing this until, well, you know the name of the site. We have a whole bunch of stories for you on the topic of camping. If it sounds a little weird and I'm a little stilted, we have a few new guests, a few new followers to the podcast. Welcome to our friends, old and new, across the world. I'll write a script for this eventually so I don't sound so silly. What are you doing, Tinny? My cat is staring out the window. I think she's in shock seeing an opossum show up and eat from Stripey's food bowl outside. I'm sure Stripey is just as shocked. We've got stories from Charlie, Richard, Lizzie, Jeffrey, Serendipity, Tom, John, Tura, Norval Joe, and Planet Z. If you didn't hear your name from that list, well, drop me a line. Hopefully it doesn't also get caught in the spam filter. Make sure that you put the title of Weekly Challenge in your email. I have a filter for that. No, not to delete it. To put it automatically into a folder. I hope. All right, let's get going with the stories and I'll catch you on the other side. Are you ready? Here we go.
I've never been a camper. Sorry. Once at a party in Frisco, I dressed up as a chubby daughter of Lesbos for a high camp fest that my art school threw. High camp was in at the time. My aesthetic was a form and demonstration of inverted attributes of beauty, value, and taste. Camping it up was the strategy for the whole weekend. My friends still talk about it. Today, many years later, my taste in camp is confined to reading the National Enquirer, watching Cuban pop singers, and watching lustless porn with the sound turned off. Lifetime NRA member. Camping usually is a family affair with my family. We pack two unmuffled diesel generators, the dogs, and the miniature pigs, and the large screen TV and stereo gear. We bought 6 air mattresses and a motorized hammock that can hold the whole family. Target practice, archery, lawn darts, naked volleyball, and a portable sandy can take up the rest of the room in the utility trailer. The sandy can is pumped out by the local plumbing shop twice a week. We have plenty of hot water due to the propane heaters and storage tanks. We relish the flash pictures of Mother Nature.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 626 with a prompt of camping. Shooting Stars 3 is about to come out. Should be out in the next couple weeks. So get ready for that. You can find it on Amazon with my other books. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert settled down onto the roof of the library. Giddy from escaping the bully, he fought the desire to laugh out loud so that he could hear what Roderick said on the ground below.
"Get down here with that bag or I'm going to kick your skinny butt."
Bilbert considered camping out on the roof for the rest of his life. But why? With his plastic grocery bag, he could fly anywhere. Making sure to stay out of Roderick's view, Bilbert circled around and landed on the ground near his locker. Safely locking the bag away, he hurried to his class. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Tura Brazoinu here with a story about camping. You need less than you think to camp in the wilderness. Who needs a tent? Make your shelter from tree branches. No need to carry food. You can live off the land. As for clothes, a properly trained human body needs only its natural strength. To wander naked with nothing through the empty places is real living, not slowly die in cities. One taste and you'll never go back. That's what I tell them for $10,000 a day at corporate team-building retreats. And now I have fans who actually do it. I'm almost tempted to try it myself.
No More Camping Trips by John DeCleese. It was to be an idyllic Saturday. My buddy was coming over and we could watch old movies and opera on the big screen TV. My son, master of the media, was to be away with my wife on a camping trip. He normally dominates the usage of the TV, but he assured us the electronics would be free for our use. If need be, my nephew could advise us on how it worked. We could not turn it on. My nephew could turn it on, but not make it go. His son got us a picture, but nothing more.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Nature Boy. Not. I'm not an avid camper. I'm an urbanite. When we travel, we expect a mint on the pillow, not a tree root to the spine. Camping allows you a closer connection to nature. So does a weekend with Ebola. The only way to get me into the woods, to camp, there had better be a cabin, a bank of electric plugs, and oh yes, Wi-Fi. But Tom, the purpose of camping is to remove yourself from the tyranny of the modern world. Oh, and walking 10 miles hauling a 90-pound pack to dine on freeze-dried food is freedom? Nope. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
A friend introduced me to living under canvas many years ago. He would constantly be extolling the virtues of getting close to nature, becoming one with the environment, and living in harmony with the forest. That's not the reason I camp out in the wilds and avoid cities and civilization. My reasons have nothing to do with living as nature intended. It's a practicality, as far as I'm concerned. The further from habitation I keep, the less likely the cops will catch up with me. Together with the added bonus that it's easy to dispose of bodies out here.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a great week, and here's my story. It's cold, and I don't even like camping. And Annie slammed a door behind her. Why did Annie have the final word about everything, thought Paula. A pair of curious eyes looked inside the house. Why couldn't they go camping in the winter? They just needed a few extra sweaters. And besides, Paula really wanted to see that stag again. When she turned around, he was there. She didn't dare to move. They looked at each other. And that's how the word camping took on a completely different meaning, as the stag came back for a visit every day. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Richard, and I have a story called Camping, which coincidentally is also this week's topic. What do you know? Okay, here we go. I hate camping. Ever since trips to the great outdoors as a youngster, I've loathed anything to do with tents, sleeping bags, and port-a-loos. How anyone can enjoy that sort of thing beats me. It's cramped, cold, everything smells musty, and the slightest hint of rain means that everything will remain damp and uncomfortable for the duration. Then there's the bugs and all the other unpleasantness that others pretend to enjoy. Not me, though. I'll stay in a hotel with a decent bar, a comfortable bed, room service, and air conditioning. Or, better still, why bother? I'll stay at home. That's it. All done. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
George be a pirate, but he weren't be a very good pirate. Other pirates looked at raids as work. George looked at them as camping trips. He'd pack all kinds of things for the raid, such as a portable stove, a change of clothes, and meals ready to eat. "You don't need that at all," said the captain. "Just steal food from the raid." This assumed that the pirates would succeed, which they didn't. George quickly changed clothes and posed as a lost tourist. The townspeople welcomed him. "Sorry for the mess," they said. "Do you want to watch us hang some pirates?"
Word stories.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of camping, all of them 100 words long. Thank you to everyone who was a part of this weekly challenge. The next weekly challenge is a pick two. Yay! Here's the list. Granite, pertinent, record, Shirley, tag, bridge, proud, detective, tarp, and caramel. For instructions on how to participate, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and then click on Weekly Challenge up there at the top of the page. Read the instructions, and most of all, have fun. Once again, thank you for being a part of this weekly challenge. Whether you wrote a story, recorded one, you're just listening out there, or you've been inspired to write your own stuff, whether it's 100 words long, or, well, anything. In fact, if you do anything. Have fun with it. Thank you for listening. And as always, thank you. And most importantly, thank you. Can I say that enough? I love it when there are new visitors and it's like, I see the notices on Facebook and it's like, oh, hi, hello, welcome, namaste, and all that stuff. A lot of our new friends are from India. That's a cool place. I hope they enjoy this and participate. We could use a whole bunch of people. Yay! Then I'll have a lot to do on Sunday mornings. Yay! And then use up a lot of space on the server. Yay! Now that's okay, I have practically unlimited space. I can just add more hard drives. I should just shut up now. Keep it brief.